You're listening to the Ohio Conference Cast, where we explore topics related to the workings of Ohio Conference. Here are your hosts, Bill Seymour and Thomas Dunn.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to Ohio Conference Cast. This is Thomas Dunn.
And this is Bill Seymour.
And we are looking at the screen, and we see Cliff Brubaker looking back at us.
And he is lovely.
But, well...
Well, not now. He's making faces. But you can't see that, so it's okay.
Yeah, but welcome, Cliff, back to the Ohio Conference Cast. I think you are our first repeat interview.
And for that, wow. You win.
No, we gave away our gift card.
That's true. We shot our budget.
I'll have my agent give you a call, and you can make decisions about that together.
Okay, that sounds good.
Our people will get in touch with your people.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, speaking of gift card, this is actually a podcast that we're recording after we recorded another one, and that other one announcing the winner, that'll actually come later. So, sorry.
Well, we wanted to get Cliff on and interview him because... he has been the point person in planning the February 2nd Year of Covenant meeting. And so we just wanted to pick Cliff's brain a little bit about that and hear what we have in store for that day.
So, Cliff, this meeting coming up on February 2nd for Ohio Conference pastors, could you briefly talk about what we're going to do there?
Yeah, for this meeting, the first two meetings have been primarily content focused, and this one will be more process and conversationally focused, an opportunity to talk together. And there's kind of three things that three main pieces that we're going to work on together. One is to look back and to say, what have we learned about what is helpful and what can be not helpful as we talk together and work together at hard issues. So it's going to be just to look back over our shoulders and to say, what can we take from what we have experienced together? That can be helpful to think about how we covenant together, how we intend to be related to each other in the future. We're going to have an opportunity for people to let go of some of those pieces that might be weighing them down as we begin to kind of turn a page and go forward into the future. We're also going to look together at some of the pieces just that we have had to date in our Year of Covenant meetings that can be helpful to us going forward. And then to look at a document that belongs to the conference about working, how we work at differences together, but that kind of got set off on the shelf and I think probably forgotten about over the last number of years, and to look at that and to say, where did it come from, and what does it have to offer for us as we talk together about how we covenant together to be conference as we go forward. Okay. So those are kind of the three pieces.
Good. Yeah. So there's a document that exists that you're talking about, or we are developing a document.
No, well, I mean, I'm hopeful that we move in that direction. But this is an old document from 1998. There was a group called the Theological Resource Committee that worked, I think, a couple of years on just talking about, identifying practices that we can use and put in place that will help us when we work at challenging theological issues with us. So it's an old one in the sense it's 1998. But it does exist, and that actually went out with the mailing that went out about this meeting.
All right. So our homework then is to have that read before February 2nd.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay,
that's correct.
Good. Is it available as a podcast that I can listen to it on my way? Okay,
it's
so
not,
how many
but,
more of these...
Bill, I don't see any reason at all why you couldn't. It's only five pages. I think you could create a document.
Well,
I think
we could just create a podcast and make it available for people. Sure. So, how many more of these pastors' covenant meetings will there be? Do you think?
Well, at this stage, we're the group that's worked on planning. This will be the last one that this group together works on, and then I think we'll need to clarify together with the leadership team, what do we need to do next? So at this stage, there's not another one planned.
Okay. Will we hear something maybe about this at ACA?
Yes. I think you can look forward with eager anticipation to hearing more about this at ACA.
Fantastic. I love your anticipation.
Okay.
So you also have been, we interviewed you. The reason why you're a repeat guest is that we interviewed you because we thought you were a crazy man, wanting to go out to all the different churches of Ohio Conference in a very short amount of time and sit down and have a listening conversation. How is that going? How many congregations have you visited?
Well, Bill, he's done. He said he was going to get done before Christmas, so he's been done.
Oh, that's right. He did. He did say he would be done before Christmas. So how did that go?
How'd it go, Cliff?
I just failed to specify that I really meant 2017 Christmas.
Technicalities. Okay.
I wasn't even aware that's what I meant at the time, but apparently that's what I did mean.
Oh, so you're a prophet as well. Nice.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So. Yeah, kind of a blind one, but nevertheless a prophet.
Well,
so
you know.
It's actually going well. There's two pieces of challenge that I didn't adequately assess going into it in terms of scheduling, you all, a number of people recommended that I look a little harder at those pieces than I did, or at least have a better picture of them. It just took a little longer to get going to get the questions I was going to utilize settled and focused. And then the scheduling was more challenging than I thought. I had hoped to do a lot of them in kind of clumps on weekends, and that didn't work as well as I had hoped. And so some of them, there's been more driving to make the connections than I had anticipated and thought. I think I did three this, Marilyn and I did three this week. My wife Marilyn's gone with me on most of these. We did three this weekend, so I think we're at 38 now.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And that's out of how many again?
I think there's 57 total.
Okay. Oh, well, so you're two-thirds or... three quarters,
yeah,
or
yeah.
I'm a pastor because I'm not a mathematician, right?
So give us a bit of an overview. I guess Bill and I have seen these interviews firsthand. Both of these listening sessions firsthand. So we've been involved with that. But what are some of the overview things you're hearing and takeaways? What are some things that have surprised you?
Yeah, I think that. One of the pieces that has, I think, surprised me is kind of the expressions of thankfulness for some money setting with the leadership groups in the conference and just hearing what their situation and setting looks like sitting around their table. And that's been fun for me just to kind of get a sense of that and the sense of appreciation for that a lot of people, a lot of congregations have noted. I think the call or the desire of congregations to be equipped to engage their communities in ways that they don't know how to do very well has been present in most, almost all of the conversation. So it's a very strong push about an interest in that. And to me, that really connects well with the year of mission, or the year of mission that we've been working on, and the upcoming sessions with the Hirsches that right before the annual conference assembly this year. So that's a piece that's just been very present for congregations as they talk about the challenges they face and will be facing as they go forward.
Excellent. So, is there a funny story from these conversations? Maybe an embarrassing story. Maybe something about Marilyn, because I remember last conversation we had with you on the podcast, you threw her under the bus a little bit, and so I want to give you an opportunity to do that again.
Well, this is just to show you why it's important not to throw my wife under the bus. I had a vest that I really liked, and I left that at the sale. I didn't know where I'd left it. I knew I'd left it somewhere in the Archbold area, in the Kidron area, but I tried to track it down and couldn't. I left it at the Salem Kidron congregation, and about That was probably 6 weeks ago. And
well, we know Kevin, so you may not have left it.
Kevin, yeah, Kevin likes vests, and he may have swiped it.
That's a piece that I didn't know, so that's the surprise, right?
Yeah, so, there you go.
I thought Kevin enjoyed being able to. Yeah, I can't think of a nicer guy to let wear that vest than Kevin. So I'm grateful that.
Well, as we say, we know him, so we're not sure we agree with you.
So well, that's my story, and I'm
there. You go. It, so. Sounds good.
So this is you're preparing the goal is to get to as many of the congregations before ACA, and then you'll have a bigger report there for everyone. Is that the way the
process? That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is just a teaser. There's still work being done.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's been a number of commercials in this podcast. So this is a beneficial to our lives podcast. We have a covenant conversation with pastors coming up February 2nd in Toledo on Thursday the 2nd. We have Alan and Deborah Hirsch coming prior to ACA. We have ACA coming up where we'll process even more of that missional kind of stuff and hear your report and hear year of covenant reports and year of mission reports. And that sounds very exciting.
I'm really looking forward to the year of covenant. To the Hirsch conference as it connects with what I hear in so many congregations. I'm actually quite excited about that. So,
fantastic.
Well, thank you, Cliff. We've enjoyed round two of our interview with Cliff, and I'm sure we'll have a round three.
Oh yes, let's have a round three.
Yeah. We'll talk to Kevin about that vest, and then we can get back in touch.
Look forward to it, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, Cliff, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Ohio Conference Cast.
Thanks for listening to the Ohio Conference Cast. We would like to hear from you. You can email us at ohioconferencecast@gmail.com with any topics or questions you would like us to explore.